never clear. We're the ones have some fun. Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hi, this is Gary Anthony Williams from Boston Legal, the single most handsome man in Los Angeles, and you're listening to Recovery 101.
That's beautiful.
Thank you to Teddy
for our marvelous Elvis sound and Recovery 101 jingle.
Recovery 101 does not... That was a really bad Elvis, wasn't it?
A mama baby.
Recovery 101 does not speak for Elvis. We don't speak for AANAOACAGA. We don't speak for Huell Hauser. We don't speak for CR. We don't speak for SLA, SLAA, or any of those guys.
We don't speak for anything that ends in an A.
We don't speak for anything. We don't speak for the FBI either.
No? Or the CIA? Well, CIA ends in A.
Yeah, it does.
And the NSA, that ends in A too.
Sweet.
The NASA, that ends in A. We don't speak for them.
We don't. Yeah, you know, I don't really speak for NASA that much.
No.
I try not to. We don't speak for any of those guys. As a matter of fact, we don't speak for F and A either.
No.
Because Shelley didn't say that.
I forgot. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, you know how it is. We don't even speak that well for ourselves. Welcome to Recovery 101, where we're all recovery.
Most of the time.
All the time. And my name is Bruce B., as always, with...
Shelly.
And we have special guest host with the most...
He walked in. Roger B.
Mr. Rogers Recovery Neighborhood. Again.
It's Roger B. Crap. Oh, I'm Roger Brown.
Neighbor. Roger Brown.
In case you wanted to know.
Wow, Roger Brown.
Downtown West Roger Covina. Brown.
Downtown Roger Brown.
Yeah, I'm from out of town.
Downtown Roger Brown from out of town. Wow. That's the least anonymous lead-in I've ever heard, Mr. Roger Brown. Would you like to give your phone number and your home address just in case someone at home really gets pissed off by what you say?
That depends. You know my specifications. Should I?
No.
Oh,
all right, I won't.
Okay. Beautiful. Shelley?
Bruce?
Any news?
Before we do news, we need to do what we should have done on the last show, which is this. If you need a meeting, this is not it. You need to turn it off. Turn off your computer. Step away from the mouse.
Step back from the monitor.
And go to a meeting. Get in your little car. Get on the bus or call a friend and get a ride.
Call your sponsor.
Call your sponsor. Go to a meeting. Then when you're done with your meeting, you got all recovered up. Then you can come back and...
So we can drain the recovery right out of you again.
Exactly.
Get a big bunch of recovery.
We'll get you
going.
All set up for the next meeting.
We'll be like... Did you see the movie, what was it? Was it Spider-Man? No, it wasn't.
I don't know.
It might have been Spider-Man, where the guy when he's... it wasn't Spider-Man. It was a superhero movie. And the guy, you know, to keep living, he has to suck the life out of other people. That's how Recovery 101 is.
Ooh.
We're actually propelled by sucking the sobriety out of everyone that listens to the show. Yeah. That's the only reason I have any time at all, is literally... We pull it right through the mouse or from your brain through your iPod, and we suck it right out of you. That's how Roger got so much time.
Absolutely.
You think he hugs people at meetings just to be nice, but he's really sucking the life force from you.
Yeah.
You ever do that, Shelley?
What?
You suck the life force out of people by hugging them at a meeting. They think you're being nice, but really you're just...
No, I can't say that I've ever done that.
It gets old mannish after a while, though. It's a bunch of bull crap.
It gets old mannish.
Yeah.
Do you pinch girls' butts like waitresses?
Not yet, but it's a good idea.
See, I'm kind of looking forward to that. Like, the dirty old man thing, like, where you can do it and they go, oh, Mr. Burnett, what are you doing?
Don't hit me.
Yeah, don't.
If I were you, I wouldn't go down that road.
Why are you pinching my butt? Why?
Because you may get, oh, Mr. Burnett, don't do that from somebody else, but you're going to get a thwap from me.
Oh, perfect. Well, and that's what I'm looking for.
There's a new... Yeah, there is news.
You do?
Yes.
You've got some news?
There's a new program called Justified.
Is it a TV program?
TV program, Justified, and this cop is justified in shooting everybody that he smacks. He gets them, too.
Wow.
He pulled,
justified.
He pulled first.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, well, you're on your way to Kentucky.
Does he just, like, get everybody?
Like,
without fail?
Well, they're bad guys, but...
No, yeah. But I mean, but he gets them?
Yeah.
He's like Barnaby Jones.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Barnaby Jones, 187 years old, and he chases down the guy in the Nike tennis shoes?
I guess similar. You know, he went back to Kentucky and ran into a couple of his old friends and shot them both.
Wow. Well, you know, it's like the old Barnaby Jones. The guy's got a revolver, like a service revolver, and he's got 11 guys firing at him with automatic weapons, and he fires like four rounds and hits all four of them.
They can't
hit him at all.
Yeah.
Barnaby Jones.
Wasn't he a hoofer in the old days?
Buddy Ebsen. Yeah, he was a dancer.
Yeah, him
the
and...
The original choice.
He and Christopher Walken.
The original choice for the Tin Man on Wizard of Oz, Buddy Ebsen. And you know why they couldn't use him?
Because he was allergic to the paint.
The silver makeup, he was allergic to it. He was going to be the guy.
So it wasn't my fault.
It wasn't. Now, Shelley, you had some other news.
I did?
You had some news about some guy. I don't even know who it is.
Oh, Ron Washington. Yeah, he's the manager of the Texas Rangers. He tested positive for cocaine in 2009, and they hushed it up. And I would bet that all the all those ball players that got suspended after their first drug test went south are a little bit peeved about that right now.
I wonder if he got hushed up because his connection is George Bush.
Oh, clearly.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Wasn't he the ex-owner of the Rangers or whatever the hell it
was?
Yeah,
he was like hooked up with the Rangers, too, at one time.
Yeah.
George.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's like an owner or something, or a part owner or something.
Well,
I wonder if they got loaded together.
On Mr. Washington's behalf, though, I would like to say
Mr.
that all
Washington?
Of it, yes, Ron Washington.
Oh.
I would like to say that all his...
You got a mouthful of something right now?
I'm eating a Tootsie Roll.
Wow. I was just noticing that every time you go to speak, you'd be like... You know what it sounded like? It sounded totally like you had cotton mouth.
Don't tell us.
No,
no
it sounded
wait
like
a
she had
wait
cotton
a
mouth. Come like on. A cotton mouth, when people have been smoking weed and they go to talk and they go to like open their mouth, it goes.
I can't help it. I had to have a Tootsie Roll. Insert advertisement for a Tootsie Roll here.
Insert Tootsie Roll advertisement here.
Didn't I just say that?
Yeah.
Mr. Howard Hauser.
I'll take Smarties any day.
I like Smarties, but.
No.
At any rate, so what I will say on
chunky.
His behalf is that.
Chunky.
Is that all his subsequent drug tests have been negative. So he's staying clean. And he went through the Texas Rangers drug diversion program. We didn't say that.
Who was loaning him their pee?
Yeah. Either that or he's just a scaredy cat.
I had a sponsee ask me for pee one time. I said, you got to be kidding me. Somebody giving you my pee. I go, first of all, they're going to tell you you're diabetic. That's going to be a little unusual. I said, maybe we can get you a woman to give you one that shows you're pregnant. That would be awesome. Well, you're clean, but Mr. Jones, you're also pregnant. There was another one. What was the other one? There was something else?
I don't remember.
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods back. And you know what? And the thing I heard.
He's back in
I
the
heard
saddle
someone,
again.
Oh, my God.
I don't think he's back in the saddle again. I think that involves women if he's back in the saddle. But they had Jane Velez Mitchell,
who is
like on CNN or something. Her big thing was, well, you know, addicts and alcoholics and people with addictive compulsive behaviors, you know, they really need to know that things went wrong for them. And she's like, I don't know if it's good to just let him be back on the tour. And I'm like thinking, I could be wrong, but he hasn't had it going real right for him. I mean, he had a lot of things that he befell him. I don't think he's in any way, shape, or form making it like he got off scot-free. I mean, he had to go do a program. His wife almost left him. He had tons of big endorsements drop him. I mean, like when you lose like
Nike.
$4 million of income because, you know, you can't really live in the manner of which you become accustomed. I'll bet he's going back on to play golf because he's going to need the money.
Yeah,
because you get that kind of lifestyle that you live. Like, I'm sure he has an extravagant lifestyle. He's probably got some huge houses.
Isn't he in the billion category?
I don't think he's in the billion category, but I mean, he's probably got multiple houses that are huge houses. And you know what? You lose like a $4 million contract with Nike or something, and it's like that's $4 million
less.
Let's
see what his money. What's he worth?
Because
that has a lot to do with what he's doing right now, whether or not he wants to go to the Masters for money or just because he's a good athlete, quote unquote. Because I don't necessarily.
You don't cotton to that golfers are athletes.
No, not necessarily. They can be though.
How about
if they play like Tiger Woods? I think they could be called an athlete. But most of them.
How about fishermen?
Fishermen? No. Yeah. Oh, here again. It depends on how much they put into their craft.
Figures how much. Now let me see. I'm looking up right now. What is Tiger Woods' net worth? Because of course we have a bitchin' thing here. From 2008, his career earnings total over $1 billion. From 2008 to 2009, he earned $110 million. On course winnings and endorsements.
How do I say hi? I told you so.
So what I'm thinking is his Nike endorsement. I don't know how much that was for.
Probably 80%.
But it was probably for quite a bit of money, and I think that probably losing those. And I don't know how many things he lost, but I'll bet he lost a lot. And let's see. And that says that's not his endorsement deal, but that was like he made $105 million. Oh, that was his endorsement deal from Nike, $105 million.
So his income went from $110 million to $5 million in 1 year.
I don't think that's. Did they drop him though?
Yes.
Was it Nike that dropped him?
I believe so.
Well, yes. Now, see, I don't know because you know my earnings are so vast. You know, from Recovery 101, the number one recovery show.
Well, you, on the other hand, would have a savings account, not like Tiger Wood.
Well, and
he had other things to do with his money.
Losing $105 million endorsement to me is like a veritable drop in the bucket.
Such jewelry, huh?
It's like a drop in the bucket. $105 million in endorsements? Pshaw. We get more than that from the 12-Step Gazette guy.
Is that bigger than a 2-carat necklace?
You know what? The 12-Step Gazette guy, 12stepgazette.com. We got a $112 million endorsement from him. InTheRooms.com. What's that, $260 million or something?
Yeah, sure.
Per six-month period? Yeah.
Whatever you say.
And when Don Wilder comes in with the 12-Step Music Fest, it'll be coming up in November. She's going to come in with like some $300 million deal. So we'll be pushing the billion-dollar category here pretty soon.
It's like, who makes the deals and who takes the
Roger's
deals?
Like, what
who
kind
is,
of asset are you taking
Who is
right
the
now?
Deal? That's like they, you know? They should take that guy off the circuit. Yeah. Well, what do you mean? Who's they?
Yeah. Roger's like, what kind of asset are you taking right now?
Yeah.
Put the shrooms down. I'll tell you. So, Shelley. You had Shelley and Roger like just giggling it up over here. Whatever. I'm thinking maybe you guys are eating the acid. Wow, these
put
guys,
the
neither one
down.
Of these
he
guys.
Likes that. Put the
oh,
shrooms
that's right.
down.
That was in the field, right?
In the field. Oh, yeah. Farmer Brown's field.
Yeah. That was good.
We went shrooming with a guy one time, and when we get there, it was me and Tom and this guy named Bill, one of my fraternity brothers, Bill. And we're picking shrooms, and suddenly Tom looks at me, and he points over at Bill. He goes, watch Bill. And I look over, and Bill's, like, picking a couple and putting them in the bag and picking a couple and eating them and picking a couple and putting in the bag and picking a couple and eating them. And I'm like, dude, how many do you think he's eaten? And, you know, on fresh shrooms, these little Liberty Caps, maybe, like, 20 would, you know, be a good amount. I mean, you get cooked. So we sit there and we watch him eat about 40, and then we go, hey, Bill. And he looks up at us. He gets that wild-eyed stare. He's like, what? And I'm like, dude, how many shrooms have you ate? He goes, I've only ate like 5 or 6. Now, we've been there for like an hour, and Tom and I, in about 10 minutes, watched him eat like 40, two hits. And we're like, how long you been eating them? Because he's obviously already coming on to the drug, which takes about an hour, 45 minutes. And he goes, since we got here. And Tom and I have like these huge bags of mushrooms, and Bill's got like this Ziploc with about, you know, 30 or 40 shrooms in it. We've got like, you know, a couple ounces of shrooms each. And yeah, he was a little gone at that point,
I would think.
Yeah. Did he make it back?
He wanted to drive.
You know, they call...
We're like, absolutely not.
They call peyote buttons, right? They're as big as a fucking 2 golf balls.
Oh, yeah.
Me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I've had them.
Peyote. The F-bomb.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Did you drop the F-bomb?
I didn't mean to do that.
Fortunately, it's the internet.
Yeah.
I think it's a carryover. I think it has something to do with the surroundings here at Laguna Beach.
It could be.
Because you guys God have that knows, aura.
It's not Laguna Beach. It's Laguna effing Beach, apparently.
Oh, see? Apparently that's it. Because I come down here and I'm driving. And all of a sudden, my eyes glaze over and I talk funny.
That's Laguna Canyon Road. It does that to everybody.
That's the alcohol. that's the bottle of Grey Goose you drank on the way here while you were driving.
When I get there, somebody yells out, "This way, over here."
Was it Jerry Lewis?
It sounded like
Jerry Lewis. Roger busts out the Jerry Lewis. That way.
No, it's the other this way.
Remember when he got in trouble, like Jerry by Lewis. Muscular dystrophy.
What did he
for
do?
What did he do?
No, I mean, that's what, you know, he does the Jerry's Kids thing. The reason he does it, because when he used to do his real spastic routine, they said that it reminded them that he was like doing like cerebral palsy, muscular dystrophy, and they didn't like it. And he was so apologetic to him over that it was a misconception that it appeared like he was acting like he had some kind of palsy or muscular dystrophy, that's why he does the telethons now, and he's been doing them for years, earning zillions of dollars.
Oh, God, do we want to get into that argument? I mean, there's so many words and phrases and little odds and ends like that that go on, and it's usually racial. Or lately it was Sarah Palin's little baby
with the
who's
family,
got Down
with
syndrome.
The family guy, with the
oh
family
my
guy
gosh.
Episode.
What a bunch of, I don't know what to call it.
Crap.
Okay.
Crap.
That works.
It's a lot of crap.
If it's not Scottish, it's crap.
And then everybody gets to say their piece, and they say, oh, that doesn't mean anything. They were just kidding. And then, of course, Sarah Palin comes out and says, here, eat this. It's a .357 Magnum.
Yeah, I can. You know what? I can see that. Yeah. It's almost not funny, because when you think of Sarah Palin, and I'm not going to make any political judgments on whether she'd be good in politics or not, but you know what? I could see her like pumping a couple rounds into someone. I mean, she's a hunter and everything. She's taken down moose and stuff before. She's taken down someone a lot bigger than the guy that's animating Family Guy.
It might be the only way to stop some of these people, like Tom Hanks.
Did you hear Palin when she was on Jay Leno, and she said that, you know, because she's not being the governor right now, so she goes, I got a gig. She goes, I got a gig in Vegas doing the Legend show, and she goes, I'm playing Tina Fey. Shelley.
Yes, Bruce.
Did we have a recovery topic?
We do have a recovery topic.
Or shall we
topic.
Just banter back and forth
No,
with
we can
crap?
Have a recovery topic now, please. The recovery topic is the fundamental truth about lying.
That's a lot of words.
That is a lot of words.
Well,
what do you mean by that, Shelley?
Shall I elucidate?
And can you be honest about it?
Shall I elucidate?
Can you elucidate?
Yes, I can.
Shelley, can you hallucinate?
Well, not right now. I'd have to like...
Meds 45, Shelley 1.
I'd have to find some meds. The basic fundamental truth about lying is that there's only one reason that we lie.
Because we want something.
No, because we're afraid.
That's correct, I think.
Well,
because you're afraid you won't get something.
You're afraid of everything.
You're afraid someone's feelings will get hurt. You're afraid you'll get into trouble. You're afraid that you won't be able to get out of trouble. You're afraid of going to jail. You're afraid, whatever it is that you're lying about, and it could be good, bad, or indifferent, there's fear behind it. Like, for
instance,
how about
if there's desire behind it? I lie because I want to get that thing.
You're afraid you won't get it.
But why can't it be I desire to get it?
No, you're afraid you won't.
Yeah.
Why can't it be desire?
Because if you
though?
Just desire something, you'll just go and get it.
You'll make not, other...
If you have to lie to get it, that means you're afraid you won't get it.
Oh, God. If you desire something, you'll
I'm
do.
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
No, well, okay. Well, you'll do things to get it. You won't do things against getting it. In other words, you won't change the subject. And when you lie, you're just changing the subject.
Well, like, let's say, you know, I see what you say because, you know, it talks about it in the big book about inventory. You'll notice that the word fear is bracketed
right.
amongst all of the things.
Mm-hmm.
And Big Book Mac used to say it. Why does anybody do anything? Everything in our lives is fear-driven. And people say, well, what do you mean by that? And you go, why do you pay your bills? Because you're afraid if you don't pay your bills, they're going to come and take your car.
It's an easy way to cop out.
You're going to turn off your electricity. You know, why is it that you... You know, try and be nice to your wife, because if you don't, you're afraid she's not going to like you. You know, it's why is it you pet your dog so he won't bite me, you know?
So what's the antidote to fear, if that's the case?
Honesty.
Yeah, but how easy is it to be honest? Because I'll give you an example.
Truth, honesty.
There are little white lies. You know, a friend of mine is wearing a new dress, and I think she looks absolutely hideous in it, but I'm afraid of hurting
her. But you're her friend, so you're going to tell her that.
I'm afraid of hurting her feelings.
Why do you call that a lie or a white lie?
So I don't say anything, which is a lie by omission. Or if she asks me what I think, I'll say, oh, it's very colorful. Or I'll say something to get around it.
It's very colorful.
Well,
because you're afraid.
Because I'm afraid of hurting her feelings.
You have such a wonderful personality.
I do?
Yes.
No.
Very funny, Roger.
I'll tell you. I'll tell you the one, and I can't remember the guy's name, but there's this comic, and he's like a New York guy. And he goes, and I don't do a good New York accent, but he says, you know, I'm talking with my wife about being honest. She wants more honesty in our relationship. So she comes in, and she goes, do these pants make my butt look big? And I go, no, it's your big fat ass that makes your butt look big. And all of a sudden, she didn't want so much honesty anymore.
What are you, Andrew Dice Clay?
No.
Oh. That's what you sounded like.
Hickory dickory.
No, okay, don't go there. Yeah, forget about it. No, that's New Jersey.
Forget about it. Well, fear is, I mean, you know, the fear, like I said, there's people that will say that we're fear-driven on almost everything, and it says that in the big book. Why did we do all of those things we did? Is there some kind of fear? You know, why is the guy mad at Mr. Brown because he's talking to
careful.
The guy's wife?
Just be
you know?
Careful.
Why is he, you know, why is he, oh, that's right. You know, they talk about you in the big book, Mr. Brown.
Yes, they do.
Ooh.
My wife nags. She likes Brown.
Wants the house put in her
Wants
name.
Wants the house put in her name.
Yeah.
So that Brown and her can take it later. Wow.
So, okay, so if we, you know, based on the premise that lying is caused by fear... What about lies of omission? Is that the same thing?
That's a good question.
Is that different? Because a lie of omission, you're not saying anything because you're afraid, but you might not also be saying something.
Well, that could be another thing too. Yeah, and that is semantics, like lying, abortion, for example. Yeah, there's so many definitions for the word abortion that it's the same thing about lying. There's probably a lot of definitions for it. One of them would be omission. Another one would be care. Another one would be, and that's not necessarily omission. You might tell a lie because you want to make somebody feel
good.
Better.
Well, it's kind of like...
We know somebody that we lie to, and we think about it, and we actually talk about it, because that person is somebody we care about.
Right. Somebody we know that's dying.
And that's exactly right. And
that's a very good example because this kind of goes along with what I was saying about desire. I'm not afraid this person won't like me. You know, I'm not afraid of that. What I want to do, my desire is to give this person hope so that they don't stop fighting cancer.
That's it.
And I don't, there's really not a big benefit to me either way. I mean, the thing is, we know this guy has terminal cancer. We know this. I mean, this mm-hmm. is not a secret. He knows it. His doctor tells him. But we will tell him, you know, fight the good fight and do this because you never know. And, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like, it's, you know, the doctor will look right at us and say, you know, we need to start talking to him about
mm-hmm.
what he's going to do,
mm-hmm.
you know. But that's not what we say to him. What we say to him is, you know what, you keep doing whatever you can do. And it's like, it's not a, I don't find that to be a fear-based thing for me, because no. I'm not scared.
No, absolutely not.
I mean, I'm scared that eventually he's going to die, but I'm not scared about what his reaction is going to be about hearing about dying, because they've been telling him that for 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
This is no secret. I mean, he knows he's dying. They've been telling him he's dying, but we mm-hmm. still tell him to keep fighting the good fight, even though the reality is,
mm-hmm.
you know, fighting the good fight for him isn't really going to help him.
I guess
it may help his...
Yeah, I guess it's really, in a way, it's funny, because if you start telling these untruths, don't call them lies, and you're trying to be good, you're getting into somebody's psyche, and that's probably where you belong if you're trying to do good things, and you're not ever going to what's the word? You're never going to do something bad to that person. That's not the
right,
word.
Your intention is not
yeah,
to hurt
your
them.
Intention is
to help them.
Yeah, to help them in every way and to encourage good things. So you can tell, you can say many things to a person, and they've also got a mindset. They might be he is a good example again. He hallucinates.
I look at like the lie of omission
same way
as plausible deniability. If I don't tell you something, it's plausible deniability. It's like you could ask me about it later. I'll be like, oh, I don't know. I didn't say anything about that.
It's fear if you have
yes,
to give
an explanation. Yes, you do that all the time.
Well, it's, you know, it's plausible.
It's fear if you have to give it a definition. If you just do it and your intentions are correct, is it really a lie?
Well, that's true. And, you know, I was thinking about something when we were talking about our friend that's dying of cancer. There are only two times in life that we absolutely must have help from other people. We can't, there's no way we can, absolutely, we can't do it ourselves. And that's to be born and that's to die. Somebody helps us to be born and somebody helps us to die. And one of the ways that you're helping him to die is you are lying to him so that he can die with some dignity and grace.
True.
Although there's, I think lots of people die without having help.
I know that, but I mean, in order to die as a human being and not,
and if
an
you're
animal,
if you're
right.
if you're with somebody, that means that in your argument, that means you're either going to tell the truth, you're going to lie, you're going to be something, you're going
yeah.
to communicate, and then
right.
and that brings in the question of the word lie that we're talking about.
Right, and you know perhaps in this case it may not be the truth, but that doesn't mean that it's not beautiful.
Yeah,
I
That's
see.
That's true.
Well.
Uh-oh.
So let's say if we were down on the end, let's get the last words on. Shelley, how did you refer to this thing again? What was
the fundamental truth about lying?
The fundamental truth about lying. What would your final words on that be?
Always tell the truth, except for when you can't.
Wow.
I don't really know any other way to put it.
You know what I refer to that as, Roger?
What?
Plausible deniability.
Hedging
right
your bets.
Hedging your. So in other words. It's a program of rigorous honesty. Unless it's more
there
beneficial to you to lie
not,
your ass off.
No, not if it's beneficial to you. The only time I think it's appropriate to lie is when it's beneficial to someone else.
Well, what if I could lie in such a way that would make you a lot of money?
Wait a minute. Don't put yourself in the equation.
We call that a felony.
No.
All you want to do is get her to give you some of that money.
Well, yes, but I don't want
yeah.
I don't want to say anything about that. It's you know, it's plausible deniability.
Oh, okay.
Roger, what would your final words be on...
On what?
On the subject.
What's the subject? Lie?
Lying.
Oh, the fundamental truth about lying?
Yes, what's your fundamental truth about lying?
Oh, God. abortion.
Oh, there are an awful lot of words.
There's a lot of definitions.
A lot of definitions. Okay, I got it.
My final word on the fundamental truth of lying is if you can get away with it, have at it.
Not really program related.
Not really. My fundamental truth about lying is as it was in the past. You know what? Like this whole thing of, you know, telling little white lies to other people or things like that, or you look okay in that dress, or you do this, or you do that, or, oh, I really like that color, and when you maybe don't. Is the truest honesty is being honest within yourself. Because if you can't be honest with yourself,
true,
nothing else matters.
True.
That brings us to the end
Ooh,
of a recovery
how lofty.
Pack.
Oh, God.
A recovery pack, 15 minutes of recovery after 15 minutes of complete crap. Shelley, do we have any friends back east?
Yes, we do. Bruce, the other white meat.
Oh, he's a liar.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette. You can go to 12stepgazette.com.
You're lying.
And you can read the fine publication online, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the mail.
Outstanding. And where is that at?
Philadelphia.
And give the website address one more time?
12stepgazette.com.
Got 12-Step Gazette? Is that like got milk?
Yes, exactly. 12stepgazette.com.
Okay. We also have intherooms.com. That's where you can go. It's sort of the Facebook of recovery kind of thing. Everybody on there, we hope everyone on there is in recovery, at least looking for recovery. You can go to intherooms.com. You can join groups. You can be of any fellowship you want, pretty much. Although I tried to add a meeting the other day, and in the drop-down menu of things to choose from, like AA, NA, CA, there was no CA. There was, like, everything.
Weird.
There was Overeaters Anonymous, there was Gamblers Anonymous, and there was no Cocaine Anonymous.
Well, yeah,
so
we'll
I had to write
him
a letter. I wrote him a letter about it. Do we have any videos?
We have videos at youtube.com/easylook, EASYLOOK, and at Metacafe, search word easylook.
How about an email address?
My email address is recovery101radio@gmail.com, and your email address is recovery_101@hotmail.com.
When do we get the announcements?
We're doing them right now.
Dick B is in town.
All right, then. Rock on, Dick. Oh, that didn't sound good, Dick.
Wow.
Okay,
you know
Dick
what?
B?
That's a soundbite right there. Rock
on Dick.
Wow.
Okay, who is Dick?
Okay, Dick B rewrites and he writes books.
Okay.
I know who you're talking about.
He's like an AA historian.
Oh yeah, he's exactly.
Where's he at?
Where is he? Namesake Roger, and he'll be speaking, I think, in Indio this weekend.
He's
in the area, but so.
India,
bless his heart.
Like 2.5 hours away.
Just thought I'd let you know because it's something that I found
actually,
out.
We'll have to get the
you
show
can
up
look
tonight,
him
then.
Up. If you look him up online, you can find a lot of interesting things about him.
You can go to Hawaii and he'll welcome you.
He's a big...
Aloha.
He's a biggin. He's a biggin in AA. By the way, everyone, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
of the rising sun.